The Gemara and Daf in Nazir and Daf Yubezim and Aleph, which is probably tomorrow's Daf. So the Gemara formulates a very significant principle in Halacha. The Gemara is found towards the bottom of the page. It's a principle which has relevance not just here in Nazir, but in Kalat Torah Kula. The last 6 or 7 lines, the Gemara has a principle that in Shlichus in Kalat Torah Kula, the Gemara says, Ki Mashri Shliach, I'm reading about 6, 7 lines from the bottom up, Ki Mashri Shliach, with the Shaleach, Yubezim Adal, when the Mishaleach appoints a Shliach, B'milsa the Kaimi Kamei. B'milsa the Kaimi Kamei, the Gemara says, Lo Mashri Shliach. So here, this is a klal which is, I said, very well known. And essentially, Tesis here on the bottom of the page, Tesis de Vamasla my time, I'm starting from the beginning, but in the middle of the Tesis, in the third wide line. Essentially, the way Tesis presents he starts actually when he explains the Gemara. Taisa says here, we could read actually from the first wide line of Mishani, Ki Mashvi in the Shriach Vimilsa Di Matzi Ovid, that in general the rule of thumb is, if something that I cannot do, I can't appoint the Shriach. The halacha is the Shulch Shalom Kameisai. Gemara says it many times in Shas, that when a person appoints a Shriach, so the Shriach is essentially relates a chalois that he creates back to the Mishaleach, and that means that, let's say in Gidin, in Kedushin, in general, there's a question whether if I ask someone to buy me some bubble gum, is that called shlichus al pi halacha, or simply a kind of, what do they call in the parlance, a gopher, as opposed to shlichus. Shlichus means that you're creating a chalos, and that applies obviously in Gittin, in Kedushin, and the like. So Tesis goes on to say, and Yudbezim et Aleph, Tesis says here, I'm reading the continuation of what I began, Vadai daso odnam afilu b'midu lo kokoi kamei. And then it has relevance to this sugya. I'm not going to get into the details, but the basic rule of thumb is that if I cannot do something, I can't appoint a shliach. Then Tosfos asks the famous kasha. This kasha is asked by Gedolei HaRishonim. It's found in the Gedolei HaPoskim, V'im Tomer. I'm reading line number 3 of the wide lines. Tosfos asks, "The hamasim b'chol yom, she'isha omeres l'chaverta, a woman tells her friend, lushi li kemach, v'afrishi chala b'avuri. You ask someone, could you do me a favor and knead some dough and be mafish chala? Take kamach, make it into an isa, kayadua. The mechayev of chala is isa. There are two pashas in Chumash that relate to chala. One is the pasuk in Shlach. Reishis arisoseichem, chala tarim usrumbo, kisrum asgerim kain tarim usa. So the pasuk is clear. The mechayev of chala, of hafashas chala, at least at the initial stages, is when you create an Isa, Reishis Arisosechem. And then there's a second Mechayev, if you miss out, at that point in time, so the Mishnah writes in Chalo, Hasal Metzav in the Chalo. That's also based on a pasuk in the Techocha, V'yofu Eser Nashim Lachmechem B'tanur Echad, Adin Lechem. Once it takes on Krimas Ponim B'tanur, has Adin Lechem, a second Mechayev of Chalo. But here, someone else goes ahead, does the act of Lisha, and I ask her, Be mafish chala ba'avuri. And Tesis calls this ma'isim shebechol yom. This is an ongoing kind of event, whatever that means. Okay, one second. That's an excellent question. And then the answer seems to be, again, embedded in the psukim. That reminds me, your question of the issue of tzitzis. The Gemara's machlok is whether tzitzis is chavis gabra, chavis chepza. Of course, the answer is machlokes. Because there's a day in the Gemara, klei kufsa chai b'tzitzit. We don't pass like that. If I have a pair of tzitzits in a drawer, and these are two parshas in the Torah. Namely, one parsha is, Torah mentions the din of tzitzit twice. What? Correct. Also in parsha shlach, just der chagav. So it mentions, v'osulem tzitzit al kanfi v'deem v'darosam. And then there's another pasuk elsewhere where the Torah actually connects the din of esed dechalos hased, Gemara Yevamos. So that in Kiseitse, so there one pasha is mashpat zechavis gabra, one pasha is mashpat zechavis chetza, and it would seem the same thing applies also in the context of chala. There are two pashas, tzvei dinim. Okay, that's for another occasion. That's not my issue. but it's just derech agav. So then we have a case where you ask this woman to be mafresh challah, and then he goes further. The gam talmidim shall beis rabim b'omim kein. What exactly does that mean? I was looking around to see. We know what talmidim shall beis rabim are. These are young talmidim chachamim. What do you mean omrim kein? I guess they ask others as well to go ahead and do me a favor. I need a challah for Shabbos. What? Be mafresh challah for me. So the question is, ve'ech nasa shliach b'davar hazeh? How is it possible to have shlichus? Isis asks, ha'b'shosha isa asa shlichus lo'isa yichele be'atzmo la'afish challah mikemach zeh? She'en u'bar chiyuvah. She'en mafishin challah mikemach. Now here you can see in the Marmikomos, that's of course a famous Mishnah, and the Mishnah actually is found here on page number 2. Number 2 in Shinchav Zayin. So the Mechaber writes, it's a Mishnah in challah. Mishnah writes that the Mechaber quotes it, Hamafish chalo so kemach, ein no chalo. You want to be mafish chalo when it's still in the state of kemach, so of course, it's not chal. Are there not enough marmikomos? You have a marmoko? Rabbi Pia, you have? Oh, I'm sorry. I have two more, actually. Thank you. You take this one off. You don't mind, just put it. You remind me of the Kuzari. Kuzari says that the reason why people shuckle is because they didn't have enough svarim. And therefore, they had to look together with each other. And therefore, in the course of looking together with each other, they were shuckling. That's what the Kuzari writes. Very fascinating Chiddush. My Rebbe in fifth grade, I had a jokester as a Rebbe in fifth grade. He said, no. The mocker is shuckle, you shuckle Hashor. Okay, terrible joke. Bashar Anisko. But the real reason is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Kol atzmei say tamana Hashem yikamecha. Okay, but that's for a separate discussion, the shuckling. Most people, Shemon Esrei, many people shuckle. Question is how fast? 180,000 miles at the speed of, sorry?
RPM.
Yes, correct, RPM. So, but my Rebbe stood ramrod straight, erect, strict. Okay, that's nachata. But okay, anyway, all this was just derech chalos. So now, mafish chalos u'kemach eino chalos. So that's a Mishnah in Maseches Chalos, because the mechayiv, as I said a moment ago, is either b'shas the isa is created, reish sarisal sechem, or when it becomes lachem b'yofu esen noshem lach b'chem b'sanu echon. And then he goes further. He's just citing the Mishnah, the Mechaber on page 2 here, namely, the Gezel Biad Koim. Ushar Ha'isa Chayavas Bechala, Losa Akemach Shehifrish Lashem Chala, Mieshba Omer, Vaso Isa, Hareza Mafish Yemen Chala, Bedavka, Bi Omer Shiachal Lashem Chala, Bodo Kemach. That's when you have a problem, is when in the stage of it being Kemach, you're Mafish Chala, so that's when you have all these ordinances, all these interdictions that are mentioned by the Mishnah in Chala. Avla mafish kemach, and this is going to be the relevant section. Let's say a person is mafish kemach. V'omer, kishe te'ose isa, yochul alei Hashem chala, dror kayamim. This we'll see in a moment in Tosis. Oh, don't have enough left. Just one second. I didn't make enough. Just one second. Oh, you're able to look together? Okay. Just one second before we get to Habamina. I haven't discussed anything yet. One second. Rabbi Asger, I have not even said anything. So I'm going back to Tesis now. Before you start Habamina, look at the Tesis, Rabbi Asger. So Tesis goes on to say that Ech Nasa Shiach Medavra Azam, back in the Tesis here on Daf Yud Beis, Habashar Shaisa So Shlichus Lois Yichola Batzma Lafish Kala Mikembach. So that's the kasha that basically Tosfos asks. And Tosfos answers, look at the answer of Tosfos, and this is going to be relevant to what we just read in the Mechaber over here in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos answers the following. He says, Yom Rabbi Natan, Diyesh B'yoda Lahavi Isa Milgulgelis. There's an element of it called B'yad. You have the potential ability to bring an Isa Megulgelis, means an Isa that underwent Lisha. Gilgal is a synonym for Lisha. So she could have brought an Isa Megulgelis below Mar, and she could have made the following pronouncement, the following statement. That's what the Mechaber quotes. Isa zo teichala al kemach l'sheyi anilosh. that once the Lisha occurs, this Isa, question is, what does Mugugelis mean? If you read now this part of Tesis, it sounds like the Lisha did not take place yet. But Mugugelis means it's in the process. Somehow, it's beginning the process, but the statement that she makes is the following. This Isa will become Chala, Al Kemach, L'Sheyeh Nilosh. Once the Lisha is completed, and once you have an Isa, Udvarim Shebiyoda Kayomim, that is considered to be biyoda. She has the potential koach of doing it. Then Tesis goes on to say, "Dein ze davar shel bal yoylam." That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a davar shel bal yoylam. It's based on the shema asin. Tesis says, "No, it's not called a davar shel bal yoylam." Kevin she biyoda lolush with the galgel ha'isa kari shapi bal yoylam. Kevin she biyoda lasos. So Tesis has a chiddush, and that's the chiddush that's quoted here in Shulchan Aruch that we just read, again, on page number 2. If you look again on page number 2, B'davka be'omer, she'yochel olecha shem chala, b'chai b'em shin chav zayin aleph, l'shem chala u'bichal be'odo kemach, avu ha'mafish kemach li'omu she'ti ha'asa isa, yochel olecha shem chala, dvarim kayomim. You can have al-shem ha'asid, and Tosfos provided the explanation for al-shem ha'asid. Namely, the explanation is that this is called be'odo. Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin, the famous Gemara, Kidaminon perko omel chavero. Peros arugazo, tlusha. I have peros that are tolush from this aruga. Ye truma al peros arugazo michuberes lichshe yitolshu. Obviously, it can't be mafrish if something is mechuber lekarka. It has to be tolush. So now I'm saying that the peros of this aruga that are tolush, they will, I'm using them to pater or to give truma on peros that are still mechubar, but when those peros will be nitlash, benitlashu dvarim kayamim, and we're based on the same svara. The kol should be other lasos, lav kemechusa maisadomi. Since I have the potential of doing it, so it's considered keilu, I did it. Lav kemechusa maisa, ubi other latolshim. If I wish, I could go ahead and detach them. So even now that I'm not yet nitlash, I'm able to go ahead and perform this, and this is considered to be a situation of biyodo. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes. Halacha, actually, if you look in the Bi'ah Groh there, on page number 2 in the fine print, the Bi'ah Groh says that this hamtzah, or this portent, as you would say in so-called modern Hebrew, it's not modern. Anyway, but this idea is exactly embedded in the language of the Mechaber. Mechaber said, "Hamafesh chadosu kemach enu kemach." However, if you do it with this kind of a biyado, this kind of a statement, namely, this is based on Rabbi Natan. In this case, that be based on Malach. That's what the Bi'ah Groh says. One moment. What?
Sounds like Rabbi Zeir.
Exactly. There are a number of possible, since you are looking for analogies, so that's one. Kalaroi Lubila and Bila Makavisbo. But that is not a halacha in Bi'odo. It's a different halacha in Gansin. And then there's another din, Rav Shimon. Also, I didn't call it Tarakula, Sugi and Sukkah, by Chtusim Mechtashure, and then a few other such analogies that one could draw from Shas. I don't think any of them are relevant, to be very honest with you. Each one is a separate halacha, but that would require a lot more discussion. But I want to now attempt to explore this Shita of Rabbi Natan. He goes a bit further, by the way. Maybe we should read a little further into Tesis, just to be fair. He says, when we call Makom, Tesis writes, by time of the Chuda, the Sagil on the Meimar, the Matzil the Mevet Shiach Kan. This alone will not suffice to say that you can go ahead and appoint the Shiach. The basic cloud that we began with was that which I can't do, I can't appoint the Shiach. Came to be other Lolo Shul Galgel, Minamin Pergam Gamliel. Now he quotes another Gemara in Yavamis, also a similar analog to what we just cited in Kedushin. Home of the Chaverok, so get that we saw see, the Shach Nisena Agashena. There's someone I have a connection with. He's a Baal Tshuva. So whenever he sees his Gemaras, he goes out of his mind. What kind of people are we talking about? That right again to my Arusa, you just became betrothed to this person. And now he says, please, it tells the Sefer Stam, right again, L'chshach Nisena, Agoshena. The moment that the Erison takes place, I want to divorce her. So he always asks me on these Gemaras, he's a Baal Tshuva. What in heaven's name, what were they thinking? So I try to explain to him that these are hopefully only theoretical cases. And the reason why Chazal are presenting them, because they're interested in the halakhic principle behind it. That's the main issue, and that's what he has to get accustomed to, but he should not take these things in any literal kind of way. Okay, that's just an editorial comment. Anyway, so Harizah get, And the Gemara said, they should be other Lagasha. The reason why it's Chal, because again, right now, be other Lagasha. A woman who's an Arusa is completely married to her husband. She requires a get. Apialach, if you want to separate, you want to break that relationship. So therefore, this is Biyad Lagasha, similar to the Gemara Kedushin that I cited a moment ago. Biyad Lagasha, Mia Imirze.
Are they already
engaged or not? So the Lashon is La Rusasi. So, but then it says, L'shach Niseno. Yeah, I am aware they talk about this issue over there. That's so good. What?
Gerish in the sky. I don't hear you guys.
Yes, I think that in the similar. Say that here and he showed that.
Okay.
Yeah, that refers to the Nesuit, of course. But Bisman Chazal, we're in a better situation since there was a year delay between the Mishnah Ksubis, between the Ersa and the Nesuit, in order for her to prepare her trousseau. Okay, Beseder. Okay, but I think my interest is not all these Pratim here. I just want to get to the main. And it's slightly different case. I agree with you. Masking. Okay. But the issue is biyado. That's what we're trying to get across, that notion. Ubay hasam liyabim to mahu. Okay, and then Tesis goes on to say, Umay komi boile, ha biyado lava aleo the gasha, elevadi came in the hashla matzi the gasha, the matzi matzi shliach. And that's the principle, that's the rule of thumb Tesis trying to get across. So if you have a situation of biyado, then it's going to work. But if you don't have biyado, so then you can't appoint a shliach. That which I can't do myself, I can't appoint the shliach. Came the mechusa meisa love all there. Hachinami came in the ashtei yula matzila afrish. And the kari biyada mash biyada lo shul gagul in zesh shachalas shliach. Came the mechusa lisha v'gilgo. Okay, so that which I can't do, so then I can't appoint anybody else. So now I want to examine in this light. I think what is relevant is the sugi nedarim that we learned not long ago on page number 3. On page number 3, gemara nedarim daf lamadala namibay. So also a famous gemara, but there's a big machlokes for rishonim in the simple Havana of this sugya. Amar Rava, the Gemara says, Hoysa lefanov kiko shel hefker, the Omar kiko zo hegdish. So, a kiko shel hefker, obviously I can be zoche and the kiko shel hefker, and as a result, I can then decide whatever I want to do. I want to go ahead and give it to hegdish, I can do so. Not lo the ochlo, and then after a person made this declaration that kikazo hegdish, he decides to eat it. Moal lefi kula. So then there's a chiyuv of meila. We'll read the Ram just to be fair, but I want to read the Rush as well. That's more of interest to me right now. But anyway, so the Gemara says if I take it to eat it, then meila is lefi kula. Lahorisha lebanav. If, however, my interest now is simply to bequeath it to my children, moal lefi tevis hanashaba. So here the Rishonim discuss the following kasha. How in heaven's name the Rishonim asked, and the reason we were mocked him, because it was not clear that he was zeicha in the hefker. It says, hoysa lefanav kiko shel hefker. Sounds like it's a hefker in front of me. And I said a moment ago, most likely he was zeicha. But Rishonim assumed, lav dafka. Omar, he said on kiko shel hefker, kiko zu hegdish. How is the person magdish? Dov Rishonim shalom. That's the basic kasha over Shadim ask. Because the Lashon of the Gemara does not indicate that he was Zoch in the Hefker. So Rishonim asked his kasha, how are you Magdish Rav Rishonim? Oh, that's the famous Din of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara of Baba Kama, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Gozol, B'Nasiyashu HaBailim, Shneim and Yichonim LaHagdish. Zeh Lefi Shenei Shalom, Zeh Lefi Shenei B'Shusa. In order to be able to be Magdish, you have to have both Bailus, and when a person, an item is stolen, so therefore, automatically, it's no longer a bishuscha to be magdishit, and the individual, the gazlan, who stole it, also can't be magdishit because enoshalom. We're talking about before yeyush, enoshus, all the different shinas that possibly, this is the subject of the Gemara in Baba Kama, also I think it's the Gemara in Sukkah. In a similar fashion, the Gemara discussed the question of lochem, and the shayla about a little about gozel. Okay, at the end, the Gemara says it's possible Shemitza Abba Bavera, but they're also the same issue. So now the Rishonim here asked his kasha. So the Rosh and the Balei HaTesis here on the side have more or less two tirutzim. So I'll first tell it over, and then we'll read it inside. So one teretz, the Rosh and the Balei HaTesis, it's in the small print, is that we're talking about a kikar, toch dalet amas shalom. The Gemara says in Bar Metzia and elsewhere, dalet amas shalom, so we're talking about when the kikar is within my dalat amas. Memeila, I can be zoche, I can be kone, the kikar using the kinyan of dalet amos. And once I said, kikar zo hegdish, so the Rishonim say, then at that point in time, there's a gilui das that, as the way the Rishonim write, we'll read it in a second, dele hegdish nichale delikne, lidide lo nichnale. Means his interest is simply the item should become hegdish. He's very precise, very specific in terms of he wants to direct his chepetz in that kibun. And what do they compare it to? They compare it to the halacha of hamagbia metzia lechavero kana chavero. I can go ahead and if I see a metzia that's lying on the floor and I want to be mezakia with that metzia, I have the right to do so. Hamagbia metzia lechavero kana chavero. So that's how the Tesis and the Ran explain. That's one of the Tirutzim. There's a second Teres I'll get to in a moment. And then Rabbi Lozman Mimetz that the Rush quotes over here. But in this first Teres, that I'm using the Kenyan of Dalet Amos, so there seem to be several Chidushim here. Number one, that this is a bit of a Pella, that I want it, the way the Rush and Teres explain, he says, Kikazu Hegdish. So that means that he's kone the hegdish, I the kinyan chotzer. And this is an issue. Is that subject to me'ila? There's machlokas of Rishonim in Balbasa. I don't remember where it is. Somewhere in Balbasa, there's a Ramban, there's a Rashba. So I heard from many times from Rav Soloveitchik. He said over, machlokas of Rishonim, I didn't look it up, that can you have me'ila even where you don't have really a formal kedushas peh? Normally, when you want to make something hegdish, you say, this animal should be a korban. This animal should be hegdish. Here, that's not exactly what's happening. Here, kikar shel hefker. And you're saying, through the kinyan of dalet amos, that this kikar is hegdish. Does that work regarding me'ila? That's one chiddush. There's a big machlokes of Rishonim regarding that issue of kinyan chotzer, because Tesis Balbasa there, if you want me to look it up, I'll do it, but it's in the ayins. I don't recall where it is. I don't remember. I don't have a good memory for dapim. But so machlokas of Rishonim over there, but that works. And secondly, that I can go ahead and say, let's say Reuven decides to make an announcement, said that this chatzer should be kone for Shimon. I mean, that's what's going on over here. The chatzer of Reuven is teifes biat Shimon. This is a kikar shel hefker, and I go ahead and decide to assign it to Hegdish. That's another assumption. That's not so pashut. That there are a lot of fakers about this, Yerushalmis, all kinds of whether it works b'chla. But the basic teretz, the first teretz is on the kasha of how can I be magdish dover shena shalom? The answer is I'm using a kinyan chotzer. That is talking if it's within my dalet amos, dalet amos shalom and kones of b'chol makom, and as a result of that, I can be kone for myself this kikar shel hefker, and with the express intention of assigning it to hegdish, and somehow that's able to work. Once I say kikar zu hegdish, there's a Gilu Das. There's a second Teres. We'll read it inside in a second. Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. Rabbi Elazar Mimetz is a Sefer Yireyim. He said, no, the Kikar is far away from you. You know, why do we assume this Ukimta that the Kikar is next door? It's within Dalet Amos. The Kikar is far away. However, there's no one else in the area. You're the only individual who's in this Shetach, in this area. No one else who's Samuch, who can be Zoche, except for you. So therefore, it's not considered to be a Dabar Shofa Le'olam. And we're talking about a Hegdish Peh, you don't need Kinyan Chatzer, and that's how he operates. Let's take a look at inside, just to see, maybe we'll start with first the Rush, I'm not sure which, I think they're both the same size print, so it doesn't make a difference. In the upper left-hand corner, Hoysel of Hanav Kikar Shel Hefker, B'toch Dalet Amosav, V'yomah Kikar Zu Hegdish, V'kemen Shehu B'toch Arba Amosav, Chalol of Hegdish, K'daminim Per Kamet of Amtziah. So that's what the first text of the Rush says. And then he goes on, and the next part relates to me'ila. Maybe I'll just read a little bit of it. Not lo da'achla, mo'alafikula, the kemen shekiven liskos ba, hotziya l'chulin. Because that's the din of me'ila, where you have in mind to be mo'al behegdish, to be mo'al the chulin. And he writes, the Rush, u'mo'al, the me'ila hanushin v'shus. Shemiskaven, you want to go ahead to Shanosa, Mershus Gavoya, Mershus Hedyot. Ulvach Heshege, Fashtetzach, Mila only applies, Meshege not Bemezid. Mila Bemezid is not relevant. Only Meshege is there, Din of Mila and all the Karbanas that are associated with it. Umishalim Esav, Yeschumsha, fine. Then he goes on and he discusses if a person takes it lohrisha lebana, then it's only meila, only lefi teves hana, not lefi kula. And he explains why, because shelo zocha ba'adam, b'lo yatsa mishus hegdish. The alon is kavin niskeis ba, el v'tzorech banav, not lo. U'banav nami lo zocha ba, l'man yom ha'avi, atzil chaver, lo kona chaver, l'maz ha'machlokes. U'l'man yom ha'nami kona, hocha lo kona, mishum nisura, lo nicha lo delikne. U'ad dinami, not niskeis ba, the acher, o niskeis ba, miyad l'banav, el urcha the milsa nokad, l'kol omel ha'odom l'banav. Fine. The hikshu ha'balaz mimetz. So this is the second position that I mentioned. He has a different shita. Amai nokad kiko shel hefke neima, hoysel fanav kiko shel hegdish. Upir Shem Rav Yitzchak Shakikar Shel Hegdish Hoysa Rechoyke Mimenu Harbe. What I said before, I'm not talking about within Dal Ramas, but it's far away. Vein Adam Samachla Sheyuchal Liskeis Elohu VeOma D'Sheeske B'Kikozeh Tia Hegdish V'Kavashalon D'Chal Olei Hegdish D'Kevin D'Biyad Liskeis Lo Kinamin Perak Avapi So D'Zu She Mishkanti Lecha L'Chshe Efdeno. Tigdish, Dikotsha, Ho, the other liftas. So there are two different tirutzim basically that are. Now look in the tesis also, on the right hand column. Also the same, more or less, Mahalach. Hoysil Banam Kikushal Hegdish, Tema, Iari Behegdish, Mai Shecha, Kan Milsa, the Rabbah, Gabi Masis, and the Mari Bekanamos. So he goes on and explains exactly why the way the Gemara presents it as it does. But look at the next underlying section where I put a check. The Omar Kikos a Hegdish, but Loshin said Omar, Afal P. Shlo Omar the Sheeskeba, Afilochi Zochaba Avi Hegdish, Vol Vadait the Liskasba, Vim Tema, Vaino the Magdish Dov Shobal the Yolam. So this Lachur is the Dov Shobal the Yolam, how does it work? And he says, Vlo Domi the Omer Hare Pesach Kedosha Lacha Shloshim, the Avi Kedosha, Hosam Biyodu the Hagdish Miyad, Abloch Laviyodu the Hagdish Miyad, the Kachnire. That he should not love bizochaba. Yachagach igdisha. Ubadam acher. Someone comes to take it away from him. So the halacha is that he was zochah first, and mele it becomes his. And that's why he explains the din of meila. And so, more or less, the position of the first teretz of the Rosh is also the position that's found here in Tosfos. Now, generally, these two, if you look at the Ran also, you can see the Ran, I underlined it, and the Ran in the right-hand column. Omar Abba Haysel Fanam Kiko Shal Hefker. So first he discusses, I'll read it. Yama Kiko Zu Hegdish Nadla Dachla Mwala Fikula Hayd Nakala Kiko Shal Hefker Bala Nakala Bikiko Shalo Shreish Tamedes Pachatzeru Bigdisha Bishum Dichai Gabna Nadla Dachla Mwal Kevin the Mekami Hegdish Shalo Haysa Lachak Hegdish Gam Kim Bishus Tamedes Havli Yizba Shal Hegdish. He goes to a whole Shikul Terry regarding that. But then he quotes the din that's relevant, that here in the wide line again, that we're talking about Dalaram Shalom Koneslo. So he says, Shiny Mishum, the Kevin, the Yom, the Kikuzu, the Goliya Dait, the Ledish Nicholai, the Likni, the Little Nicholai, the Gilu Dait, the Kihai, Mahani, Kinabuchasu, the Hassam, Umatsi, the Mebedah, the Davna, the Hitzi, the Chaber, the Chabero. And so more or less, we show them answer in a similar kind of fashion. What exactly are these two deos that are found here, both in the Rosh and Taisis and a little bit in the Ran? So the question is, how do you understand the din of Davar Shalom Bali Yolam? Because Davar Lazim Mimetz, this is a well-known, I mean, already the Rosh actually alluded to this issue. Namely, there's Machlokes Tanoim that a person wants to go ahead and you make a Kedushin Lachalamid, or you write a get, that the Chalos of the get, the Maise, a get is now, but the Chalos of the get will be after 30 days. Or Kedushin, the Maise Kedushin is now, and the Chalos of the Kedushin is going to be 30 days hence, the Gemara and Kedushin. So now the question is, why can't you go ahead and be kone, and why can't you go ahead and be mekadesh even davar shalom bal olam amnash yochel lachas man? So it's machlokes Rameh and the Chachamim that Rabbi Elazar ben Metz apparently saying that Rameh is correct, that since you can make a kinyan and you can make a kedusha and you can make a ged lachalamid, so therefore I should be able to do the same thing over here as well, namely something should become hegdish amnash yochel lachas man dichshiyah bal olam. And the Chacham who argued that may I say no, that this halacha is only when you can create the chalos right now. But davar shalom bali olam, I can't create the chalos right now, so I can't create it. Lachalamit means, but if I have a davar shalom bali olam, that's biyodo, that somehow I can create the chalos right now. That's exactly the chiddush what Rishonim are saying here. So then the halacha is that then we say that Ramey is right, that I can go ahead and make a kinyan now in order to create a chaloi sachas mandel sheyavol over. That's the argument that's being presented here, and that's what the Mechaber said, that's what the Tam says. Obviously, those who argue, they disagree. They assume that the Achlokes HaChachamim and the Rameir regarding the issue of Lachas Man is Meikir Adin. Namely, a person not a Bailim, Adar Shal Bali Yodah. I don't have the ability to go and be Magdish or Makneh, Adar Shal Bali Elam. I'm not a Bailim on that. Means only someone which is Biyodo. Because, in effect, one could argue that, the question is, how do you call, how do you define a davar shel bali olam? I mean, according to the first man yom, they're saying it's not considered to be a davar shel bali olam. Since it's biyadi, I can go ahead and change it. The other one says, no, I'm not a bayim. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. In the Rambam, on page number 4, there's a Rambam, Hilchos Mechira. Rambam Paskins, a very fascinating Rambam. First he quotes his din. In the Perek Chavbeis, he discusses the dinim of Davar Shel Bali Olam. So he writes, Ein Gadol Maknem, Davar Shel Bali Olam. Bein B'mecher, Bein B'matana, Bein B'matna Shlimera, Ketzad, Masha Totsi Sadeh Zo, Machur Lecha. Means that which the field is going to produce is sold to you. Masha Yotzi Ilan Zeh Nosun Lecha. Means the future product that's going to emerge, I'm right now giving it to you, I'm selling it to you. Tanu, Mashatela Behemazel the Ploni, Lo Kana Klum, Bechim Kol Yotzibazeh. The Gemara has in Hamafke, the famous Gemara, the Gemara said the chiddush between Dekel Peros and Peros Dekel David Adosim. So if it's Dekel Peros, the Dekel is here, and I'm selling you the future, what they call that, futures?
Dividends,
whatever they, I'm not into those things, but anyway, I'm not a business person. But so that the Gemara says, as long as the Dekel is here, so then you can go ahead, even though the Peros, but if I'm telling you, nothing is here. Peros Dekel David Adosim. That doesn't work. That's obviously a Davar Shel Bali Olam. So the Rambam is basically telling you all these cases that he mentioned. Masha Totsi Sadezu Mokhalo. He goes on further. I'm going to read Halacha Beis. Hamoche Peros Dekel Chavero, Yochel Achsebo. Av Lacha Shebo Peros Olam. And the Rambam says that Im Shomat Alokech V'Ochal, Em Motzi Miyodo.
The curse.
The curse of Mishapara. Yeah, Mishapara, the Mishapara.
The Mishnah,
Mishnah Babitzia. But the Ram goes on, Halacha Gimel. Abel HaPesik HaShah Shebashuk. V'loyo Samin Shepasak Ala Bishus Meicher. Chayev Lignes, Belitin Lokech Mashapasak. Vim Chazar, Mikabel Mishapara. The Kesa Mishnah, it's the Kashi over here. You can see it, it's slightly even smaller print than the Rush that we had before. So the Kesem Mishneh,
challenging our eyesight.
Yeah. So the Kesem Mishneh has the kash over here. He doesn't understand. He says, since it's not Bishuso, he wants to know, how's he koneh? V'im Toymar. You see in the middle? It's about 10 lines into the Kesem Mishneh. V'im Toymar asks the Kesem Mishneh, Kevin she'en Bishuso lo koni. She'kach kosu avena b'somach, she'en l'namak t'dobr, she'en Bishuso. So he gives the Kesem Mishneh a number of tirutzim. There are two deis in the Kesem Mishneh, and let's read it. V'yesh lomar, the kemen shezeh dover hanimka b'shuk, havale ki'ilu hu b'shuso. What in heaven's name is that supposed to mean? Okay, it's out there. Since it's out there.
I'll get you. Don't worry, I'll get you.
Yeah, but ke'ilu hu b'shuso.
I'll get to the porus.
It's
the other. Oh, the other, that's what he seems to be saying. V'zeu shekasev ha'posek ashar shebashuk, d'mashre shudav ha'nimka b'shuk b'chol shor. L'fi ze osi shapi b'somuch, shemi shehik ne'e metalden agal karka, he mentioned this later, that if you look in halacha hey, there has dover she'in b'shuso shel makne'en unikne. What I'm going to ultimately inherit, mochu lecha. Mashatale mitzudasi min ayam nosin lecha. So there's zol the shekochena kniyah lecha. Lo kana klum. Chen kol geyotzi b'zeh. Then the Ram later on, I'll see. Ram discusses the din of metalnag al karka. So that we know that's a gemara kedushin. If it has to be tzavur or tzavurim, al gabi al karka. But he goes on to say, if it's out there, as you said, So then that's considered to be Bishusa. Then he goes further. You have karka, so or peros, so that is something which is apparently available. Then he writes inami dechshenos and domim nimkar avo b'shein b'shuso kevan shehu ba'olam kana liyam mishapara. The guy mishapara, the kinyan works. Avo b'shein lamatav gav karka avo b'shehu ba'olam kevan shehu b'shuso ahu kinyan lamahani midi. He has 2 days in the Kesef Mishnah. 2 days whether it actually works or it doesn't work. So the one day is that he says, Adava nimkar b'shuk kilahu b'shuso. That's nimkar b'shuk b'chol shah. That means it's b'yado, as you explained. And therefore, what the Rambam says later on, metal agav karka, if they're not b'shus mecha, they're not koni, that's dafka metalvlin. That's one answer. Inami, it only works to gabi mishapara. So this Rambam actually is quoted Allah in Shulchan Aruch in Chesh Mishpat. It's discussed by the Nesivis, by the Sma. Matter of fact, the 2 days are quoted by the Shach and by the Sma. I didn't see the Xerox for you. But what seems to be the Machlokas here? The 2 days in the Kesef Mishnah argue, I think, regarding two different nekudos, two different points. One is the gather of biyado. If I'm not a Bailam at all, that seems to be the machlokas of Lazmi Mess and the other Rishon. If I have no bailus, is that called biyado? Can I somehow tap into biyado even though I have no bailus? That's one issue. And the second issue, got to be Mishapara. Because according to one opinion in the Kesef Mishnah, that Mishapara is probably only going to work if there's a Kinyan Doraisa. The Gemara Bava Metzia has a machlokas of Rechav Shlokish, whether Rabbi Yochanan said, Dvar Torah Mo is Kinyas, that Mina Torah, you can actually make a kinyan with kesef, and then a person wants to be chayzer and to be mafkia the kinyan. According to the second day, the kesef mishnah means first day he's saying that there's no din of mishapara unless you have a kinyan daraisa. According to the second day, even though the kinyan is not chal at all, but dar shabali olam, even biyotza ashar, but there is still mishapara. Why? Because mishapara apparently is totally on not on a hafkor of a kinyan daraisa, but rather mishapara seems to be totally the fact that you're not omi b'dibura, like you said, you got a klala because you didn't abide by your word. We heard what the Gemara says, that Sheris Yisrael, Yasu Ablo, Yidab B'chazah, that comes up all the time when people make verbal commitments and then they back out. This is like Maisim Shevachol Yom. And the question is, what's the halachic status of those kinds of statements? So the Gemara speaks about Mishapara, that Hein Shalcha Tiyah Hein, V'lav Shalcha Tiyah Lav. When you make a verbal commitment, you should hold by it. But anyway, the point is that if you look in Bava Metzia, that's where this issue is found, on page number 5 and 6. The Gemara in Hazav, in the bottom of the page, this is where the Mishnah discusses the din of Mishapara that we alluded to a moment ago. And this is totally, the Gemara says here, there are 2 days that the marker for the second day of Mishapara, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, is this Gemara on the bottom of the page. The Gemara here refers to that machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. And I underlined the relevant section. Tanan. I'm talking about the last 4 lines in Mem Zayin and Beis. The Mishnah says, that's the Mishnah here, in Perek Hazov. Abul Amu Mishapar Mada Amabu, Wasat Lipar Mishanari Deburo. So the Gemara says here, Iyam Bibishlamo, Mos Konos, Midaraisa, the Sheet of Rab Yechanan. Then the Gemara says, Mishimochi Koi Babul. Then you have this din of Mishapar. Ella, the Gemara says, "I amrit mos enin konas akav shlokish amai koy biabo." So why is there? Why should there be a mishapara? Why is it bechas? The Gemara answers, "Mishum dvarim." Even though there's no mishapara, but there was an exchange of words. Dvarim took place over here. Some sort of a commitment, a verbal kind of commitment that was made. So the Gemara says, "With dvarim mikoy biabo." Is that true? You have a mishapara just for dvarim, just because you had some exchange of words that already gives you a Mishapar, but Tanya, next page, Amem Chesem and Aleph, Rav Shimon Omer, Abba Misha Amru, Talis, Koine Dinozov, Vein Dinozov, Koine Talis. This is the Perah Tiba, the beginning of Perah Kazov, what's called Perah, what's called Tiba. Anyway, so Rav Shimon says, even though Talis is Koine Dinozov, Vein Dinozov, Koine Talis, Mikomakom Kachalocha. That's the Din, Abba Amru. Mishapar, Mianchad Rababa, Mianchad Raflogo, Mianchis Dom Bamura, Mitzrayim Bayam. Who was the Lipar, Misha Enim of Diburo, And then it goes on, Vanesim Vanesim Bidwaram Lakonam, Vachizavan Racham Nechaimenum, Yamaro, Anuain Lana Racham Nechaimenum, Dvarim, Sigmar says, Dvarim, Vikabadayumos, Kaibavol. If you have not just Dvarim, but there's also exchange of money, then the Gemara said, then you have Mishapara. Dvarim, Vikabadayumos, Lo Kaibavol. Then you don't have. So you see, the Havamina of the Gemara is that together in the Mishapara, someone wants to be Mevatel, to be Mafkia, a Kenyan, that's Chalman HaTorah. But the maskana of the Gemara over here, the Gemara is compelled to say, according to Reish Lakish, the gather of Binyan Mishapara is a klala. Mi shein omi b'diburo, only heicha di'ika badayu mos. But you also have an exchange of money, then the Gemara says you have this issue on Mishapara. But you don't really see, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara doesn't mention any change, any shinui of the takana Mishapara according to Rabbi Yechanan. So basically, the question that these two deists, lichora, are arguing about, according to Maskan of the Gemara, whether the Gedda of Mishapara is totally on the Machlus of Bechem Eshlokish, whether Moses Kodesh about Torah or not Kodesh about Torah, or, according to the Maskana, the Gemara is saying that Ben Rab Yechon and Ben Rab Eshlokish, the Gedda of this Kolola, Mi Shein Omi B'Diburo B'Iko B'Adai Moses. That's what the Gemara seems to say, that someone who's not, his word is not a word, but there's also an exchange of money that took place. So you look in the Ramah, in Cheshe Mishpat, on page 7, so the Ramah in Simon Samach Lov. So, this deals with the issue of Isis, Niktas, Memesira, or Ein Isis, Niktas, Memesira. So, the Ramah first follows upon the heels of the Mechaber. I'm going to read the whole thing and then we'll attempt to discuss it. So, the Mechaber says the following: Osios, Ein Niktin, Ela, Biksiva, Mesira. I mean, the question is, how do you transfer a shtar? Shtar is written, and now can I just go ahead, a shtar that talks to me? I mean, Rabban Lichtenstein said the first year of Salvation said when he came to the United States was this machlokes whether Isis Niktas Mevesira or Ein Niktas Mevesira. And he said that no one knew what the Rav was talking about. So he decided that he's not no longer, so he decided next I'll say a shir on Kotrin. That second shir was heard by Rabbi Gifter, he told it to me. And then he asked me if I want to hear the shir. He said, did you hear the shir? I said, I wasn't born. So anyway, so he sent over the whole shir to me, about 2 hours in Yiddish, and I also didn't know what he was talking about. But anyway, and after that, Rabbi Lichtenstein told me, the Rav realized Kachim is not, apparently doesn't have much of a Mbaka in America, nor does Oskar Dikla Mabzira, and that's when he switched and decided to delve into Mayid and Arachai Miyan, which became probably a good segment of his life, because he saw what the lay of the land was all about, and therefore he had to deal with issues. Okay, so here they have, how do I transfer to you a shtar? I mean, a shtar is written for me, between you and me. And how do I go transfer to somebody else? I'm glad you have a din. For example, so now, I owe Rabbi Munitz money. So I'm a love, he's the malve. And now, you, Rabbi Munitz, the malve, sell the shtar to Dr. Mezenkis. So what's the din? The Gemara says, Chazan Mechala Mochel, that you can still be Mechel the Shtar. How in heaven is that? You sold him the Shtar, he's going to go after me. Why did you sell it? Because the Shtar is $100, and now you sell it to him for $80, and he'll wait another week or two, whatever it is, in order to get the $100 from me. But how do you go about doing this? How do you transfer the Shtar that the Shtar says Rabbi Munitz and Avishai David? Had nothing to do with Dr. Ari Mezenkis. Why how does he get a hold of the Shtar? How do you transfer it to him? That's the Gemara's Machlagis Eisadik and Mesir. And this din of Chayzer Umochel, that you can be Mechel the Shtar, there's a famous Abinatam, not quoted by Tesis and Shas, the Rosh quotes Abinatam. This Abinatam became so famous, there are Tzvei Shibudim, there are two types of Shibudim. There's a Shibud, the Chosim, and Shibud Aguf. So Abinatam is Mechadesh, when I sell you the Shtar Chov, what am I selling you? Only Shibud the Chosim. I can't sell you the Shibud Aguf, because the Shtar said the Shibud Aguf between myself and Rabbi Munitz, not between, shall we say, you and Dr. Mezenkis. He's got nothing to do with this, he didn't borrow the money. So what am I selling? You're selling only the Shibud Chosim. So that's what you're Michael, the Shibud Chosim. Once the Shibud Chosim goes, goodbye, Shibud Aguf. That's Rabbi Thomas Masbir, that aloha. But the question is, how do you transfer a shtar? That's the subject of this machlokes, Eisi Nikdim Mesira. So the Mechaber says that Eisi Yos Ein Nikdim, Ela B'Ksiva Mesira. The Ramo says, Hago, this needs a lot of attention.
Because you're not returning me the money if I'm going to separate this to shtar, right? You will not relinquish the money until you have to start back into your hand.
Okay, correct. Right.
That is the power that's...
No, but how do you How do you? We know we have kinyanim. There are kinyanim in karka, kesef shtar chazaka. There are kinyanim in metaflin, hagboa, mishicha. What's the kinyan? How do you transfer a shtar that's between you and me to somebody else? How do you make him, the way the Rav would say it, a bailam on the shtar? How do you give him ba'alut on the shtar? How do you do that? The whole shtar talks to you and me. No, shtar talks. That's what Rav Soloveitchik, he likes to say, the shtar talks. So the shtar is only talking between you and me. What does that have to do with him? How do you do about making this transfer? The issue is very, I think, fairly difficult. So that's the machlokes with Eisus Niknas Biksiv Masir. Anyway, he passed the Mechaber.
But it's commitment between.
What does that mean? This is all very, with all due respect, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. No, commitment, this is all Eisus Parchas Ba'avir. So we need a Maaseh Kinyan. Where's the Maaseh Kinyan? Where's the concrete transfer of the item from me to you? How do you transfer a shtar? A shtar is an abstract document. How do you transfer betalden kaka? I mean, even for example, the kinyan of Suda that they go crazy about, you know, the Chaim and all these people. So Suda doesn't make any sense either. Suda is a kinyan that somehow works in Kol HaTorah Kula, Bein Bekarka, Bein Betaldlin, Ad Kedei Kach, Gemara Zemachlogis, Kel Shal Kainer, Kel Shal Makne. Whoever heard of Kel Shal Makne in our entire lives? The Kainer is the one who makes the kinyan. What's Kel Shal Makne? So comes up Chaim, you know, with his fancy schmancy language. He says, oh, no problem. Suda is a Gemiras Das. Maybe you'll explain it to me. And then they read the Horah Bachber that he read in Shir, anyway, so Gmiras Das. So what does that do? Somehow, and it works. That's why even Kel Shal Makne works. Nobody would not work in Kol HaTorah Kula. And has this work with Kaka and Metaldlin. So the same problem is this with Shtar. How do I transfer that Shtar? That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Oisah Nikne Mepsira. Oisah is not Nikne Mepsira. So Mechaber Paskins, it's Nikne Mepsira Mepsira. Comes to Ramah. And here the Ramah says, Hago again in the fine print. Miu yochel litfos haniyor asher yachzor lo domo. V'chein yemein lemochel d'sham lokeach motziyim en alove v'nosin l'kone ked l'kamon. Yab b'shol kon ha-shtar. V'chein yem kibu lov ha-moche achrayis im lo yigbe ha-lokeach ha-shtoros tzorech l'kayim ha-mochem asher kibu lov ab shol kon ha-lokeach ha-shtoros. Now here's the part that's coming relevant. U'v'mokem b'lo kon ha-lokeach ha-shtar where he's not kon ha-shtar v'omer she-ha-mocher adayin yichto v'yim solo. The lokeach did not take the shtar. And he says the mocher should write and give it to him. And the mocher retracts. Yesh omrim, denochai lekabel mishapara, v'yochal achzabo, v'yab b'shekibel amos. So the money he has, but the shtar is not there. So the Ramah paskins that here, someone's mocher shtar chol v'chavero. That's the case. And you didn't do ksiv and mesira. The lover gave the money. So if the mocher is chozer, says the Ramo, namachayit b'mkabel mishapara. So what exactly does this mean? So the nesivis, again, I'm not going to, you can trust me, I looked at all these fine print. So the nesivis says over here, he writes that, dafka b'mos v'lo osa mishicha. There's a kinyan d'araisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, mos kenes, minatera. So once there's a kinyan that was done minatera, Yechai Mishapara. But here there's no kinyan at all. There's no kinyan Bichlal. There's no Mishapara. That's in the Nesivus writes. The Shach also has a parish as well here over here. In Sivkot and Hay, it's on page number 8. That's where the Shach is found. So the Shach here is Masig on the Ramah. He disagrees with the Ramah. And the Shach says, like the second day in the Mikasa Mishnah, in Luchas Mechira, that way we saw before, the Gemara in Hazov, that the Inyan Mishapara does not depend, the Shach said, does not depend on the Kinyan D'Araisa, but it means Mishen Obi B'Diburo. Someone who doesn't keep his word is going to get Mishapara. In general, I think there's Machlokes of Rishonim, I didn't look it up now, but I remember seeing it years ago. Is there a Mishapara by Karka? That's an issue. The Din of Mishapara that's quoted by the Gemara in Bamitziah seems to be only by Metaltlin, not by Karka. It's Machlokes Rishonim whether Mishapara applies to Karka or not. I think that Tosfos Ksuba says somewhere that it does. Basically, it quotes Machlokes. It quotes Machlokes Rishonim whether Mishapara applies to Karka or not. Because Karka, it can never mean the halacha is that the kinyan on Karka is not really Chal Min HaTorah. Min HaRabbanan, you can change your mind, you can battle it. I mean, that's the question. How do you understand Mishapara? Okay, but anyway, What's very difficult, I'm going back now to the din hilchos challah that we saw on page number two. That on page number two, we saw the Mechaber Pasul, like Rabbi Natam said that if you go ahead and be yodel the galgal ha'isa, so that now takes care of the problem of the Shabbat the Olam. So, but let's say there's no Isa.
Yet.
There's no Isa. The Isa has not yet been made. Okay, you can go ahead and create an Isa. I can take Kamach and do it together, mix it with water, and I'll have an Isa. Is that called Biyodo? Is that considered to be Biyodo? If I don't have an Isa. The case he's talking about, B'davka B'omer Shiyochul Aleho. What's Aleho? Correct. Shem chala bodo kemach. Ava mafish kemach vi omeh. She te'ose isa. You have something here. Yochol ala shem chala dvar kayom. But if I don't have an isa. Odo kemach. Correct. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. It means you don't have an isa in front of you. That's the question. Whether, is that going to work? Is that, will that somehow. So when Tosfos says here, back in Tosfos, on page number one, or in your Gemara Nazir here, and your Beis Marav, when he says here, Ma'isim shebechol yom. So I know, I actually discussed this matter with Baba Ganak already a number of years ago. So I discovered in the course of my looking into bakeries that what mashgichim do in bakeries is the following. I found this to be, I went into a bakery here in Eretz Yisrael, and I wanted to have some idea what's going on regarding hafreshes challah. So I discovered a very large bakery. You heard of it. I won't mention the name. That the owner of the company, they appointed Mashgiach as a Shriach to Imafash Trumas Amaises, Al Kol Mashiach. That's the way it works. Whatever they're going to make, whatever they have. What?
Didn't make it.
Correct.
Multiple branches?
Multiple branches. And the Mashgiach is Mafrish, even what the Balabais is going to be Kona after he's Mamuna as a Shriach. I'm talking about not after, a week or two after. I'm talking about months after, is what I discovered. I was shocked beyond belief. So that is Milsa Deiul Amatzi Abin Shriach E.F. Shalomanos. The Balabais himself, correct? The Balabais himself cannot be Mafashum as a Mises. He hasn't yet purchased that the flower. It's not even his. So, in one second. So the question is, so how can you make a Shriach? Pilei Ploy. So now, the Ramah, in Yerodea, just one second. Did I quote this one? I think I did. Shin Chav Ches. Look at the Ramon Yerodea. So that's what Rabbi Ganak refers me to Ramon Yerodea. On page number 10. Ramon Yerodea has a din. He's talking about the Mishareses. I'll read the whole thing. You'll see what I'm talking about. Bishroshi Afish Chalo Yibach Hashem Kibishon Mesos Yitzivar Lafish Truma. Or the Afish Chala. I think our minig is to say the Afish Chala. I'm reading page 10. Page 10, the Mechaber in Aleph. B'shoshi Afish Chala, Yibach HaShem Kishon, M'sos Yitzvan, or the Afish Truma, or the Afish Chala, that's our minig. The Fika also the Ish, the Afish Chala, so Oro, that's a Mishnah. The Sheif Shal, the Bar, Shu Orm. Abla Isha, Muteras, Vishay, Panel, Shemad, Tuchus, Bekarka, fine. And then he says, Mokim Shem Afrishim, Beis Chala, so Yibach HaShem Afrishim, Abishonah. Hasuma Vashikar, Mafrishim Chala, Chatrila, the issue is the bracha. Em afishin chala below reshus bala isa, and now we're going to come to the halacha. Miu, im yadina.
The bracha, the
kriya shem. There's a whole discussion there. What the issue is. Miu im yadina deschusu the bala isa, kigon shehaisa isa miskalkelas. Let's say it looks like it's getting sour, or something is happening. Muta litol chala below reshusa. The zochin the adam shavufar. Now comes the critical line. I forgot to underline it. The chem b'sharesa shebebayis means a woman who is a domestic, whatever, a Jewish domestic, let's say. Someone told me they have a Jewish Filipino. Okay. The chem b'sharesa shebebayis echol litol chala below reshuso kevin shuagila hi lefam shebalas habayis nosenes l'reshus that she can go ahead and now the b'sharesa. That's a Tumas Hadeshen, the marker for this that they bring down. Midin ma, zochen the other shol b'fanav. So the problem is, when do we have this halacha of zochen the other shol b'fanav? That's a sugi in the Dorim. Again, I didn't So you ask the Gemara, but the Gemara there talks about Hatori Mishalo Shel Chavero, where I take from my property Al Shel Chavero. Then we say the Halacha, the Afrosha works Mitam Zochin. That's right. So one second, I'll come to that. But however, here we're talking about Mafrish Mishal Chavero Al Shel Chavero. And then you need Shlichos. Because there's a din. Here's what the Ktsais HaKhoshen, I heard this from Rav Soloveitchik, said over in the Ktsais, that there's a din of Zochin Li Adam below Zochin Me Adam. That's the way the Achrayim say. Zochin Li Adam. I can go ahead and be Tori Mishali Al Shelcha. But to go ahead and be Mafrish Mishalcha Al Shelcha, that you have to be a Shaliach. You can't go ahead and on your own do something like that. That's a violation of the Halacha. The din is Zochin Li Adam Shalai Befana. When I see something that I want to be mezaka you with, I have the right to do so. I find a metzia, or someone told me that this is what they give bar mitzvah boys presents on Shabbos, so I am zocheh in the present before Shabbos. That's how I am knowing for many, many years, even when I was a rabbi on the other side, I did it then too. I haven't changed my position. But zochen mei adam doesn't work. I can't be mafrish mishalcha hashalcha. Who am I? What am I doing over here? You have to be a shliach. So you have to say that somehow, maybe this is totally another machlokes. Maybe it's totally another machlokes. Now I'm just speculating.
The first case is
good. That case I understand. That's based on what? That's based on the din of Zochin. He says it. But why is it based on?
Regal.
What do you call it? Based on what?
Shigra.
Oh, Shigra. What kind of? So that's the question. What is that? No. What the David is saying that here, v'chem yisharas shababayis yichol lito chal bo b'shuso regila he lefamim shababayin l'senas b'shuso. So you're saying there's automatic shlichus. It's like a shlichus that's implicit, that's understood. It reminds me of the Tyson Bab Metzia. My husband's Tyson in the Shach. Can I walk into your house, Rabbi Munitz, and I'm thirsty, and you're not there? I open up the refrigerator, and I take a drink of water. What? My husband is the Shach in Tyson. Whether you can do that. That's a poshut. So you're saying that here, that's what he's saying. Regila elichadami. That's the Losh of the Ramah. That's what the Achmanim say. But I'm asking mitzad the din of being mafish, Mishal Chavero, Shal Chavero. I don't think that is going to work. So first of all, I thought this whole issue, even though you are Madat, your diak is correct. I'm not disagreeing with your diak. Regila, on question, the Achrayim say it also in the Lashon Rama. But it maybe is totally on the question what the din of Zchiyah is based on. The Gemara is Machlokes. Zchiyah mitam shlichus, or Zchiyah is not mitam shlichus. How do you understand the whole din of Zchiyah? The Tumas Hadeshin, that this mokar, this din of Mishareseh, Shebebayis, is based on Tumas Hadeshin. That's the mokar that the Achronim here quote. You look both in the Shach and also in the Taz. They quote that, but they could totally on this question. Tumas Hadeshin holds like Rashi and Tesis, Zchiyah mitam shlichus. So therefore, if there's a chalos that will be created through shlichus, hu adin, I would say, I created medin shchiyah. But however, if you hold shchiyah, not mitam shlichus, but it's a new pasha, whatever that pasha is of shchiyah, new pasha of shchiyah. So then, l'chura, so you could say that this halacha is only said where, let's say, I have a matana, but shchiyah mei adam, as opposed to zochin li adam, there's no such pasha. So maybe it's totally on that. Machlok is whether shchiyah mitam shlichus and not mitam shlichus. Okay, but you are correct. I'm not disagreeing with you. Here the Lashon is Regila, it's a correct diuk, it's a good diuk, and it seems to be that since on the normal circumstances, the Baal Bayis, I'll give you an example, another example, quoted in Halacha, of the Machane Ephraim talks about this a lot. There was a tkufa where Rabbi Soloveitchik said Shurim in the Perek HaSeichas Umnin for 5 hours. Before he said the Shir, he said that he didn't learn this Perek with his father, we're going to have a lot of tzaras. Oh boy. Anyway, so it was like 5 hours Shurim, it was impossible. And so my chabrus and I, so we used to learn in the Shia Machne Ephraim together. That's what we did, because it was clearer than the shurim that we thought we were hearing. Okay, I'm just telling you, eschatoya and maskayayom. Anyway, I still heard the Shia. Don't be chayshimi. I still know what was going on. Anyway, but I'm saying this distinction, so the reason why I say this is because that's when we got to that Macholis Tois in the Shach regarding that sugya of taking your water without your asking me, if that's the regilus. But this comes up in Halacha. It's Shulchanoch, right? It's Hilchas Tzitzis, of all places, that can I go and borrow a sefer that's on the table that belongs to somebody else? So there, you look at Shulchanoch, you'll be shocked and astounded. So my Rabbeim taught me, no, that even though Gemara has Nichol Elinish and Mem Mitzvah Mamayin, Gemara talks about it regarding, and that's what Shulchan Aruch discusses. Can I take your tefillin? Can I take your talus? Can I take your machzor? Can I take your siddur? Mishnah Berurah there talks about even borrowing a siddur from a shul. I think the halacha today is not like that. That's what the siddurim are for. That's what the chumashim are for. They're for the public that come to daven, that come to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Of course they could use it, the Bechura. What's Mishnah Berurah worried about? You might tear a page, you might mishmush, you might somehow cause an issue. So I was taught by my parents, my father, Shom, was very makbid, not to touch anyone else's property. I go to someone's house, I'm not going to open up their Chvei Svarim Shach to see what Svarim they have and then examine the Sefer. I've never heard of such a thing in my entire life. People do this to me all the time. I mean, so they're waiting for me or this, so they just examine all my Svarim, take them out, put them back in, this, that, what have you. I never heard such a, my entire life, seen such a behavior. But okay, but I'm back to the issue of Zechim Tam Shlichus. What's that machlokes? So what does Shlichus mean? So to my understanding, Shlichus means Yodo Ki Yodi. Isn't that what Shlichus is? That I appoint you and you have the authority. Your yad is like my yad. And asiyoscho kasiyosi. Whatever you're going to do is if I'm going to do. And therefore the kinyan that you're going to do, it will have consequence for me. The chalois will relate to the mishalech. You're the shriach. And therefore that's called alpidin kilu shulch shalom kemoso. Kilu mishalech ba'atzmo osa tzakinyan. He's the one who did everything because he authorized you to do that, and that's what's going on here. It's told to by shriya. So that's if you hold Zechir Mitam Shrichus. But if you hold not Mitam Shrichus, so what does that mean? That means that somehow there's a new Pasha. That it's possible for a person to be Koneh Mamon without doing a Maisa Kinyan. And that Mamon, that, maybe that's what the Ramah is talking about. When you say, Regila, I'm not sure what this means. I'm asking Al Pi Halacha. What is the Geder Hadvarim? I agree with your deal. I think it's a correct deal. What is the Geder, this Halacha? What does that mean? Is this Shrichus? You're saying it's based on Shrichus.
Yes, it's based on Shrichus.
But you can't make Shrichus out of just an assumption.
That's exactly my problem with what David is saying. I'm not convinced that this is shlichus. Regila the fum shabal bais no sense of shlichus. That makes it shlichus. That's called shlichus.
Yes,
but no one was mamana.
What? She's general mamuna by the bal bais to do this thing. That's her task.
There's an understanding that she wants it, but that's not enough for shlichus.
Until now, sometimes she does it explicitly, sometimes implicitly.
Okay, I mean, you know, this reminds me of a famous Tesis in Sanhedrin. There's
she
a Tesis.
Something for you, then you don't say it.
Okay, it reminds me of a Tesis in Sanhedrin. I think it's on Samech Ches. But Tesis discusses the question of, I did Xerox the Tesis, and the Tesis has Kol HaTorah Kula in it on page number 10 and 11. He goes through, there's nothing he missed in this Tesis over here. So he discusses, okay, forget it, don't even look at the print. This is really the smallest piece of print on this whole page, on this whole Ma'amar Kamos sheet. So this is Gassin Shulchan Aruch La'alocha that what do you do if a katan, has a katan koneh something min haTorah? Can a katan be koneh something min haTorah? Everyone's familiar with the Gemara in Sukkah regarding Lachem that what you should do is everyone should take the, I remember when I was a kid, I don't know, maybe you'll, Rabbi Weissman, maybe you also know about this, that there were very few Lulav and Esrogim around. We had no Lulav, there were three in the entire shul of 500 people. And there was an hour break between the before Hallel, after Chazar Shashatz, 1 hour break. Only the Rav owned the Lulav, and that's all. And everyone else, there were two Lulav, and the whole shul had a share. Maybe you remember it also, maybe. I don't know if you remember that. Okay, it's a sign you're a very young man, Baruch Hashem. What? What was that?
The kids didn't have
it. Parents all had.
Parents had. In my days, no parents had a Lulav and Esrog. No one had a Sukkah. And not a little bit of anyway, except for the Rav. That's the way it was. Anyway, so they used to go around. And the issue was, they announced that the Ketanim should not take it. There were a lot of Ketanim, people like myself, should not take it till after all the adults were Yotze. The problem is the cotton is Kainah, Veno Maktab HaChazorah, the Gemara says. He can't give it back. And that's the problem. It has to be L'kachim Lochem, Yom Arisho. Once the cotton gets it, you're finished. So Tesis Sanhedrin, Asamaches, one of the famous Tesis, that he discussed the issue, maybe it can work somehow, Me'atera through Das Acheres Makne. Somehow, there's some other party that can provide the Das for the Kodin, and through that Das Acheres Makne, a Kodin can be kind of Min HaTorah. I mean, we know, for example, Matthias Chereshoed Bekodin, the Mishnah says in Bab Matthias, it's not called Gezel Min HaTorah. Why? Because when you're Zochem in a Hefker, there's no Das Makne. Correct? That's how Shulchan Aruch, I think, passes the Halacha. So even though it's true that you need Das Kone, that's another problem. And Chereshoed Bekodin, Labnei Den, you know, so where's the Das Kone? How they're able to be kind to any item, they don't have any das. A cotton ain't no das. Cotton, cheshed with cotton. have no das kainet. But somehow the assumption is, with this das maknet, you don't need das kainet. That's what Taisa writes in Sanhedrin. That's a big chiddush. If you have das acheres maknet, so then the das kainet can be voided. Somehow you can avoid the das kainet. I think they there's a gemara. Where's that gemara? There's a gemara in Baal Basra. I don't remember the exact gemara. The gemara there talks about, I forgot who it was, Rav Anan, that he went ahead and he decided to remove, he's a property adjoining his neighbor's property, and there's a mechitza between the two properties. So he removes the mechitza between his property and his neighbor's property, and he accidentally removed it in a way. Why did he do it? Because there was a shetef shalmayim. There was a, some of that water was inundating the whole area. So he wanted to correct the problem. So he took down the mechitza in order to correct the problem. And then unwittingly, he ended up with the mechitza. When he put it back, it was put back on in the wrong area. It means he took part of his neighbor's property on the way back on the rebound. So the Gemara asked Akashi over there, how could he go about doing it? And so the Gemara says that he did it, Shalom B'Kavana, it was done completely unwittingly, B'Shogeg, it was not done Chas V'Shom in any kind of winning kind of fashion. Then the Gemara asked, they also into a whole Asek, but maybe the neighbor was Meichel. So the Gemara says that it was Mechila B'Tos, because had he known, he wouldn't have been Meichel. Anyway, B'Shenim Amadai from that Gemara, that that if the Mezraker would have known, even though Rav Onan didn't know, somehow it would work. Anyway, I'm only discussing all this because of this halacha that Abdin of Zochin Li Adam, that's the assumption of Rishonin. Zochin Li Adam below Me Adam. So that's the whole problem over here. If I want to give you a matana, so then you already have Das Makne, you don't require Das Kone, it means you don't want it to be Bal Korcha. You don't want it to be against the person's wishes, so therefore you need some sort of das. But lab dafka das kainet. So that's what it says in Sanhedrin. Okay, all this was simply just to explain the din of zochin. I mean, also, let's say by get, you don't require das isha. Get is bal korcha, so the whole thing doesn't need das bichlal. That zochin somehow is able to work. Okay, I'm only saying, but zchiyah may adam, so there's no din of zochin. And that's the question over here. What is the status here? Is this called zochin li adam, the case that the Rambam quotes again, the Mishareses, but the Mishareses, okay, so all this came back, that's what I discussed with Abba Ganak. So how in heaven's name do they appoint Mashgichim? That's what I discovered. They appoint, I don't say the name of the bakery, very famous bakery here in Eretz Yisrael. I saw what was going on. I got in, that was another Asik, how I got in through Protexia, and once I got in, then I started, and I asked the Mashgiach, and he told me, he's Mafrish on... They have a massive warehouse, a warehouse that's three times the size of this Beis Medrash, of flour and who knows what.
It's the last line in the
Siddur.
On the next page.
Umi, I understand that. I'm familiar with that. I read this whole thing a few times. I will read it on page 11. Umi, umnasim, reshus, la'achad, afish. This is Rabbi Ganak. Rabbi Ganak discussed this whole Siddur with me. What's that? Biu, umnasim, reshus, la'achad, afish. Afil, bodo, kemach, moil. Abish, adayin, on a sayyid. That's the marker that Rabbi Ganak told me is that I was going to get to that. You jumped the gun. That's the marker. What?
You're appointing shliach for the future, but here he doesn't have Russia, but it's still wheat, it's still growing.
Okay, so that's the problem that I have—a bit of a distinction between these two situations. Okay, I but the halacha, there's somech on this. There's somech on this mechaber. Why then? Yeah, I'm asking.
So somebody has to be there.
Can't be that. That'd be Yesh Me'ayin. Yeah, Yesh Me'ayin is only in the Bria it works. It doesn't work over here in this kind of a.
Is this also based on, like, it's in the market, within the market, the flour is there?
I think partially it probably is. I mean, if you would see, there are, in Eretz Yisrael.
Israel supplies the bakery with flour, it's a given.
There are several large, massive, mammoth bakeries in this country. I assume you know one or two of them. And maybe you don't. I'm not talking about buying a nacham over here, buying some challah for every Shabbos. I'm talking about, you know what I'm referring to? You know these things.
The
Angel's Bakery. I'm talking about, I went to two of them, the two biggest bakeries in Eretz Yisrael, and discovered that there's some on this machaber. That's what they do. The Mashgiach is...
But the point is that they are not...
they can't just go buy flour right now from Bulgaria. It's within the system.
No, of course not.
Eretz Israel supplies, there is a mechanism in Eretz Israel to buy the flour from the U.S.
There is not enough flour in this country. Flour is imported.
Right. So but the point is, they're not importing.
Just like we import meat from Argentina, and I don't know, from South America, same too, flour is also imported.
So it's in the world.
Yeah, okay. You're saying, that's what you're saying, that this is the Bashuk. It's Bashuk, Nimsa Bashuk.
That's
what you mean.
I
also don't think so.
Huh?
Combine both.
Together.
So that's what Rabbi Ganak. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Ganak told me. We take these two together, and that's it. We're samech on that. That's what he told me. The halacha. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Next Friday, I'm not gonna be here. I'm gonna be in Chutz Laaretz.
I'm getting Shabbos. I'm letting the Rav off the hook this week because I'm.